When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company. Billy Mills and his orchestra open the show with Rise and Shine. Remember the time when linoleum was used mainly on kitchen floors. But today, interesting floors of linoleum add color and beauty to living rooms, sun parlors, and dining rooms. To keep these modern floors clean and shining is a big job, unless you know the right way to care for them. Fortunately, the right way is an easy way, and here are the simple directions. Buy a can of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat from your dealer. Pour a little glow coat right out of the can onto the clean floor. Then, spread the liquid lightly over the surface with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. In 20 minutes, your floors will be dry, protected by a grand polish. The colors will stay clean and bright. Scuffing shoes can't harm the linoleum. You'll be saved hours of cleaning work, and everyone will admire your lovely shining floors if you protect them with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. Molly absent, Fibber's financial fan mail has piled up. We don't think he realizes just how far behind the fiscal eight ball he really is. But here, in all his serene satisfaction with the state of the world, waiting for Silly Watson to serve him his breakfast, we find Fibber, ignorance is bliss, McGee.
Hey, Sil.
Yes, sir.
Hurry up with them eggs and toast.
I can't, please.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
Well, there ain't no gas. It's been shut off, I reckon.
Shut off?
Yeah.
Wolfer. Why, they ain't got any business doing that to me. What'd they do that for?
Well, I reckon you ain't paid the bill, please.
What do you mean I ain't paid the bill? Why, I certainly...
What?
I say, I guess it did slip my mind at that. Oh, well, fry my eggs on the electric grill, then, Sil.
Well, yes, but I can't do that either, please.
Huh?
No. The electricity has been unconnected, too.
It has?
Uh-huh.
Did I forget to pay that, too?
Yes.
Oh, well, shucks. Forget the eggs. Bring me some cold cereal in the morning paper.
Yes, but the cereal's all gone, and little grocer say he won't send nothing more unless he gets something on account, please.
Oh, he did he? Well, you tell him I'm liable to take my grocery business someplace else.
Yeah, I did, sir.
Well?
He said, can he depend on it?
Can he depend on it? Why, the... Oh, well, I ain't very hungry this morning anyway. Give me a glass of milk in the paper.
There ain't no milk, please.
Huh?
No. Milkman leave a note and he say, no money, no milk. No cash, no cream.
You mean to stand there and tell me? Say, this looks like a conspiracy to me. That's capitalistic plot, that's what it is. They're cracking down on the little fella. It ain't right. Well, forget breakfast and give me the morning paper.
Ain't none, please. Delivery boys say ain't no use leaving the paper for folks that can't read.
That can't read? No. What give him the idea I can't read?
Well, he say, if you could read, you'd read the handwriting on the wall, please. I don't want him to mean, but that's what he say.
Well, I'll be... No breakfast, no gas, no lights, no groceries, no paper, no justice.
No, sir.
I'm going to go read the riot act to some of them guys. Give me my pants.
You ain't got no pants.
I what?
I took them all over to the press, Mr. McGee, to get them pressed, and he hauled them to pay up your back bill.
Dead rat. Say, Sil, why didn't you let me know I was letting them bills go?
Well,
what'd you let them pile up like that for?
Well, sir, I tried to tell you several times, Mr. McGee, but you all say, don't bother me now.
Let's see them bills. Hand them here.
Here it is.
Are them all bills? Run through them quick and see if there ain't at least one Valentine among them.
No, today, old Bill, please.
Boy, I ain't seen so many windows since I made a parachute jump into a greenhouse. Hey, look at this grocery bill. 5 baskets of groceries at $5 apiece. How could I eat 5 baskets of groceries? $25 worth of grub.
You didn't, please. Them are Christmas baskets you give away, Mr. McGee.
Huh? Oh. Oh, yeah. Did you get one, Sil?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Oh, that's okay. Is it all gone?
Yes, a long time ago.
Oh. You shouldn't eat so fast, Sil. It ain't good for either one of us.
Well, is there anything I could do, Mr. McGee?
Yes, sort all these bills into 3 piles. Accounts receivable, accounts payable, and accounts put offable. Don't tell me they've disconnected our doorbell, too. Come in.
Good morning.
What's good about it? And pardon my bathrobe, bud.
Oh, that's okay. You want to see mine. Are you Fibber McGee?
That's me. Have a chair, bud.
All right. I'll take this one here.
Huh?
Pay your bill at the furniture store and we'll send it back.
Well, for the love of... Hey, Billy Mills, have you been paid?
Yes, I have.
Well, what are you waiting for? Still, I never realized how these bills was accumulating. I gotta stall these creditors until I get some more dough.
Yes, but where you gonna get it?
Well, I gotta retrench for one thing.
Yes, dig it deep enough for me to hide in too, please.
I mean, I gotta cut down on expenditures. Matter of fact, I gotta cut out expenditures. Ain't got nothing to expend. Now, let's... come in.
Hello there, Johnny. You Fibber McGee?
That's me, old-timer. What's on your mind?
Me? What's he?
I says, what can I do for you?
I'm the Eggman, Johnny.
Oh, yes, the Eggman. You're the guy that delivers the fairy oysters.
The what?
The hen fruit, the cackle apples.
Oh, you mean the cock-a-doodle donuts. How about paying up for last month, Johnny? $1.60.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, old-timer, I'm just a little financially, I mean... Well, things are kind of bad right now, and Well, I'd appreciate it if you'd go along with me on this thing. How about it?
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
Huh?
The way I heard it, one feller says to the other feller, "Say," he says, "I see they're charging $2 admission to see this new Freddie March pirate picture." And the other feller says, "Well," he says, "that comes out even. A buccaneer would be $2 a head." Buccaneer. I like this young feller. Always got the latest yarns.
You get it, Sil?
Yeah.
Got him off the track. He even forgot what he come in for.
Better pay for them eggs, Johnny, or I'll sue you.
Speaking of eggs, Sil, I'm hungry as a goat. We got anything in the house to eat?
Well, this is all there is, please. Just a can of onion soup.
Onion soup, eh? Oh. Well, that makes a fine breakfast. You ain't got anything else? Well, let's see it.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Mmm. Eureka onion soup. No, I don't, but I'm going to. Well, open it up, Sil. Hey, wait a minute. Look, it says on this can, if you are dissatisfied with Eureka onion soup, we will give you double your money back. Hot dog.
Yes, but that don't do much good. They say it only costs 11 cents.
Well, what of it? Don't you see the possibilities? No. We'll take this back and get 22 cents. Then we'll go someplace else and buy two cans. Then take them back and get 44 cents. Why, we'll keep that up and... Well, let's see. Gee, this is a terrific idea. Give me a pencil, Bill. 22 cents, 44 cents, 88 cents, 100 cents, 50 cents. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Hot dog, Sil, look. 15 transactions like that, and you know what we'll have?
No.
$1,802.24.
Hot diggity. That ain't onion soup, Miss McGee. That's mushroom soup.
I'll say it is. Only thing is, it'll take a few days to make all them deals. I gotta get some dough someplace to cover me up until we get that $1,800. I think I'll run down to some finance company and...
Well, you can't, please.
Why not?
You ain't got no pants.
Hey, you got an extra pair of pants?
No, sir.
Well, then you can stay here and watch the house, and I'll wear them pants you got on.
Yes, but they're gonna be awful tight for you, please. Hey, you better walk 80 steps short and set down cautious.
Come on, Sil. I gotta get started.
Yes.
Boy, what an idea. Fibber McGee, the soup king. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll have $1 million in capital in 2 weeks. And with the interest on that, I'll have the world by the tail.
And we have the interest of the world by the tail of Glowcoat's capital performance. Why, when people hear about the no rubbing, no
muffing...
Hello, Fibber. Say, I just dropped in to see if you could spare that $7 you've owed me for so long.
That's seven. Oh, yeah, that's $7. Yeah, did I borrow that all at once, Harpo?
No, first you want to make a phone call, and you borrowed a nickel, and then it was 2 bits, and then a dime, and a quarter, and so on. Now it's $7.
Well, I'm glad you reminded me of it, Harpo. I wouldn't think of not giving it back exactly the way I got it. Here's the first nickel I borrowed. There, and much obliged.
Well, how do you like that? Of all the... Well, that's Wilcox, just a sucker for an honest face and smooth talk.
Well, as soon as I get to the finance company, my troubles will be over. I'm so happy I could sing. Wish Clark Dennis was here. Oh, Clark Dennis. Ain't radio wonderful, folks? What are you going to sing, Clark?
I see your face before me.
Well, shut your eyes and go ahead, Clark.
Share the magic if you could. nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing that I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face.
Finance company is. Ought to be right along in. Hey there, China boy!
What's the matter, you?
Can you direct me to that finance company? Oh! Say, ain't you Gooey Fooey? The laundry man that does my shirts?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, me, yeah. Gooey Fooey.
Yeah.
You, Mr. Fibber McGee. No pay for a Dewey shirt for 3 weeks now.
Do I owe you for 3 weeks? Well, I'm sorry, but I can't pay now. But I'm on my way to the finance company to arrange a loan. I'll be in tomorrow and pay up. You catch on?
Oh, yes, me sabe. Oh, yes. Tomorrow, Washington birthday. You no pay, we celebrate birthday.
What do you mean, if I don't pay, you'll celebrate Washington's birthday?
Send hatchet man. Goodbye now.
Guess I better pay or he'll have the edge on me. Oh, here's a cop. Hey, officer, where's the Finagle Finance Company?
You're standing in the doorway of it, you dumbbell.
Oh, yes.
Who'd you want to see?
I'm Fibber McGee, sis.
Who'd you want to see?
Oh, I'm trying to tell you. I'm Fibber McGee.
Who'd you want to see?
Head rabbit, I don't know who I want to see.
Then what'd you come in for?
Because I wanted to see someone
who'd
about...
Who'd you want to see?
I don't know why everything connected with money has to be so dad-ratted unpleasant. Listen, sis, is this the Finagle Finance Company?
Yes, it is. Who'd you want to see?
Anybody, dad-ratted anybody.
Mr. Grant?
Yes, yes, yes. Let me see Mr. Grant.
He's out of town. Who else do you want to see?
I don't care. Just let me see someone. I ain't fussy.
Oh, well, if you ain't fussy, you better see Mr. Gersten. Wait a minute. Mr. Gersten, somebody to see you. Now, a little sawed-off guy with glasses and either short pants or long knickers. Say, you want to see about a loan?
I'll discuss that with Mr. Gersten.
Hello? Yeah, it's a loan. Okay, Mr. Gersten. Go on in, mister. Third door on the left.
Okay. Thanks, sis.
Who'd you want to see?
People around here must have cut your teeth on a rubber stamp. I want to see Mr. Gersten.
J.B. or M.W.?
Either one's okay.
I'm J.B.
Oh, hi, J.B. I'm F.M.
Sit down.
Thanks. I'll have to take it kind of easy. There.
What's the matter? Rheumatic joints?
No, Watson's pants. Here's my situation, J.B. You see, I...
How much you want?
I'll get to that. You see,
We make a specialty of just that sort of thing, F.M. Our slogan is, come in with your troubles and walk out with our money. How much you want?
Well, it's like this, J.B. I've decided to borrow enough...
How much you want?
Oh, in the neighborhood of...
Never mind the neighborhood. Move in somewhere.
$100.
$100?
Yeah.
You mind answering a few questions?
No. As long as you don't ask me who I want to see.
Well, roll up your sleeve.
Okay, bud, but what do you want me to... Hey, what's that thing?
Lie detector. Oh.
Go ahead, J.B.
Who's your employer?
I ain't employed. That is, I don't work, except when I absolutely have to. I mean to say... Well, I have a small income.
Married?
Yes.
Children?
No, we're grown up.
I mean, have you got any kids?
Nope.
Any collateral?
Well, I own my own house and got a little insurance and a car and radio and all stuff like that there. And I got a great idea with onion soup, bud.
Okay. Any outstanding debts?
Have I?
Say, I got the most outstanding debts in town, J.B.
Why ever did... borrowed before?
Who, me? Why, millions, J.B. Why, back in Walla Walla, I used to be credit man for the Woman's Exchange.
And we'll give any man credit if he'll have his woman exchange her scrub brush for a can of Glow Coat, the easy-to-use floor polish.
Harpo! Go away.
Oh, you want to be alone?
No, I want to make a loan.
Well, go on, F.M.
Okay, J.B. As I says, I used to do all the financing for the exchange. Used to be known by everybody as a strictly cash customer. Cash Cuss McGee, I was known as in them days.
No, F.M.
Yes, J.B. Cash Cuss McGee, the clever kid of the credit crew, causing the collapse of crooked concerns created to cripple a community, clipping the candy kings of capitalism who coax coin from countless couples by cornering currency and callously calling for cruel collateral, calmly kicking the whole kit and caboodle of corner cutting cashiers into the clink, and cleanly carving a career as a courteous captain of cash and credit from the Cape of Capricorn to the colorful canyons of Colorado. And that's why I says, J.B., that when I'm... Hey. Hey. What was that?
That was the lie detector. Couldn't take it. Well, F.M., just sign these papers now.
Oh.
On that line there.
There?
That's it.
Oh.
And there.
Oh, here, too.
Yeah, once more over here.
Yeah.
And this one, too.
Oh, here, too.
Never mind reading them. It's just routine, you know.
Oh, I see. I see.
Assignment of your car and house and insurance. And now, if you'll just put your fingerprints on this form here.
Fingerprints? Okay, bud, but you mind if I leave my gloves on? I'd like to keep this confidential.
Well, surely, F.M., well, mighty glad you came in, F.M.
Well, I'm... hey, where's my money?
Oh, we haven't any money in just now. We're trying to arrange a loan ourselves.
What?
Yeah, drop in next Saturday, F.M.
Oh, but that'll be too late. Hey, quit pushing me.
Goodbye. Glad to have been of service,
hey.
F.M. Goodbye.
Glad to have been of service. Of all the... Oh, well. Wait till I get my soup exchange going. I'll make that guy come begging to me, asking me... Oh, I'm sorry, sis.
Who'd you want to see?
Oh, Shaw.
Oh, Shaw's out to lunch, but I'll give you B. Mill.
Lubricating, but smeared over your furniture, it collects dust, shows smudges and fingerprints, gives no protection to your furniture. Johnson's creamy white furniture polish contains not one drop of oil, but it does contain wax that gives an exquisite satiny luster to your tables, chairs, radio cabinet, or piano. Fingerprints don't show when you use this new type, Johnson's Creamy Furniture Polish. Dust cannot stick to surfaces polished with it. Call your dealer tomorrow for Johnson's Creamy White Furniture Polish.
Double my money back on one can of soup at 11 cents, 22 cents, and 42 cents, 88 cents. Yeah, that works out. Hot dog, what an idea. If I can only...
Oh, hello there, Fizzer.
Oh, Nick DePopulos.
And what is making you walking along talking to myself like a man who is having a hornet in his hat?
You mean bees in his bonnet. But I was just figuring out how I'm going to make me a fortune in the next few days.
Is that so?
Yep. You see, I got a can of soup at home, Nick, and the label says double your money back if not satisfied with the soup. That means I get twice the 11 cents I paid for the soup, 22 cents. I buy two more cans and take them back, 44 cents. Four more cans, 88 cents. You see how it works out? I can make a fortune out of that.
Well, for scrimp's sake, Fizzer, you are a financial genie push.
The only thing is, how will I get by for the next few days, Nick?
Oh, don't let that worry me, Fizzer.
Huh?
Look. I got a roll of money which is choking a cowboy if I'm feeding it to one, but I don't think I will.
Boy.
I'm not as stupid as you look.
Wow. Where'd you get all that dough, Nick?
Oh, a racing horse is coming down my chimney at Santa Claus Anita. I'm putting $100 across his room and board, and he has a 50-to-1 long bang short tail.
You mean a long shot bang tail.
Oh, what is the difference, Bean? So here is $100, Fizzer, and I hope your soup is not spilling down your neck.
Gee, much obliged, Nick. I'll pay it back in a few days. Meantime, this will settle them collection sharks.
Okay, Fizzer. Now you'd better be homework muscle-bound and declare a moratoriopus with the credit turtles. So long, Fizzer.
Good old Nick. Now watch my smoke. Oh, and there's Sill looking out the window.
You get the money from the finance company, please, sir?
Well, no, but Nick DePopulos loaned me $100.
What?
Get the can of soup, Sil.
Yes, sir, you're going to start out exchanging right away, Miss Wiggy?
Oh, no, we got to be on the level about this, Sil.
What?
It says you can't get your money back unless you're dissatisfied.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to taste it first just to satisfy my conscience.
Well, yes, sir, here's the soup, Miss McGee. Here's the can of soup.
Give me a spoon, Sil.
Yes. Well, ain't you going to heat it up just a little bit?
No. First place, we ain't got any gas or electricity. In the second place, it'd taste better if we heated it. And I don't want it to taste better. Now, let's see.
Diggity doggy, don't like it.
Sil, it's all off.
What?
We're ruined. Oh. There goes $1 million right out the window.
Well, why, why, please?
That dratted stuff is delicious.
When several million women insist on Johnson's self-polishing glow coat for their floors and linoleum, there must be a pretty good reason for this overwhelming preference. Glow coat is so easy to apply that a child can use it. Just pour a little of this remarkable liquid right out of the can onto the clean floor. Spread it lightly around with a soft cloth or the long-handled glow coat applier. In 20 minutes, your floor will be dry, shining with a beautiful gleaming polish, a polish that protects the floor from wear, shuts out dirt and stains, does away with floor scrubbing. Why not follow the example of millions of the most successful housewives and order Johnson's self-polishing glow coat tomorrow from your dealer? Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's self-polishing glow coat.
Well, so we didn't make any money, but we still got our self-respect.
Uh-huh.
I can still look my friends in the face.
Yes, but don't look them in the face too close, please, sir.
Huh? Why, what you mean?
Remember, you've been eating onion soup.
Oh. Good night, folks.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Floor Coat. At Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
The selection Love Is Here to Stay heard tonight is from the Golden Polish. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. This is WMAQ Chicago. General Electric.